Some interesting construction is going on down by the Detroit River, and more is about to start. Michigan Department of Transportation crews have been pouring concrete to finish a long overdue road. Next week, more crews will swing into action. They'll begin tearing down a concrete pier to nowhere and then build a truck access road to help relieve congestion leading to the Ambassador Bridge. If you've come up to Detroit on I-75 from the south, you've probably seen huge trucks stacked up in the right lane. There should be less of that after this project is done this fall, and traffic backups may even start to ease after the road they've been pouring concrete for opens next month. What's going on is not related to any proposed new bridge. It's called the Gateway Project, and was supposed to be a joint operation between the state of Michigan and the Ambassador Bridge Company, something both agreed on 8 years ago. Yet the Ambassador Bridge Company, which is owned entirely by Matty Maroon and his family, failed to live up to their part of the contract. They didn't build the road they'd agreed to build. Instead, they built another road to take trucks past new gas stations and a toll-free shop they owned. They also built a huge concrete ramp, Pier 19, that makes no sense unless they build a second bridge next to the one they now have. Michigan sued, and Wayne County Circuit Judge Prentice Edwards ordered the bridge company to live up to the contract. They stalled for 2 years. Then in January, Judge Edwards threw Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon in jail. That got his attention, but he still didn't start the work. So, the judge took the project away and gave it to MDOT and ordered the bridge company to turn over $16 million to pay for the work. They complied, but they're also suing in the Michigan Court of Appeals to get control back. When it comes to lawsuits, the Maroons evidently can't help themselves. And while this is going on, Maroon is running yet another blatantly false TV ad seeking to stop a new bridge. This ad claims that the governor's request for an increase in the gas tax won't really be used to fix the roads. Instead, it claims it would be used to build a new bridge. A spokesman for the governor says this ad stoops to a new low. Everybody from the Prime Minister of Canada to the Detroit Three is eager to get a badly needed new bridge underway. Unfortunately, the leaders of our legislature, pockets stuffed with Maroon campaign contributions, refuse to even allow a vote. Sometime soon, the governor is expected to announce he's found a way to build a new bridge anyway, at no cost to the taxpayers. When that happens, some will say that he's violated democracy. That might be true if democracy means the worst representation campaign contributions can buy. There are some who think the rich don't have to play by the rules. Sometimes they even get away with it for a while. When our courts finally work, the public interest can still prevail. The Gateway Project today shows what the rule of law is all about.